Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How fired up are you about the NFL draft? I'm fired up because it means we don't get any more mock drafts. That's what I'm fired up about. Just kidding. I'm looking forward to seeing some of our questions answered. I also think I miss Roger Goodell. I'm looking forward to seeing the NFL commish holding court in Detroit. And, of course, looking forward to the booing. We'll see whether or not Detroit can raise the roof with the booing like what we saw in Philadelphia. Now, that was pretty intense when the draft was in Philly.
Come on, Philly. Come on. There you go.
And I just love how he eats it up. That's his moment. It's his moment in the sun, producer Jay. Every year he knows he will be the center of attention for those 30 seconds as he walks out onto the stage and the fans start booing and he opens up the NFL draft. It's all about Roger Goodell. At no other point, even his press conferences that he does, they're whatever, they're just him talking behind a microphone. This is Roger Goodell under the lights, and nothing happens until he says so. He opens the draft. He introduces all of the picks in the first round, or he introduces the special guest who will introduce the picks. He's got the embraces and the welcomes for these picks that come up jacked onto the stage, and they're all about their dreams coming true, which is amazing. He's the first person to greet them in the NFL world. I'm telling you, this is his one night where he shines like the brightest sun.
It's time to have some fun.
And he loves it. He eats this stuff up.
He's really leaned into the whole thing over the years.
Oh, yeah. No, that's his awkwardness with the awkward exchanges, awkward hugs, I suppose. There's not the awkward exchanges, really. But the hugs with the draft picks, I find those amazing. And especially the ones that pick them up.
I was just going to say that.
Those are my favorites. And yet people get so upset about it. These bro hugs. Like, they just shouldn't be happening. Are you kidding?
There's nothing wrong with them.
These draft picks have waited, well, months through this whole draft process. But have waited years to hear Roger Goodell call their names. Of course they're going to embrace him.
If anything, if I'm Roger Goodell, I'm the one who'll be upset because they're crushing me. And then when they go for the handshake and the high five, I mean, these are huge defensive linemen some of the time. And he's just a normal, pretty average-sized guy, yeah. I suppose.
I suppose.
It must hurt.
Probably does, actually. I wonder if he's ever had any broken ribs.
He's definitely, you know, he's gotten out of like a handshake or a high five and like had a go off screen and been like, one of those shake his hand off.
Now, these young men who are getting drafted, as you point out, the linemen in some cases are enormous mountains of men. And that's great. That's what they're supposed to be doing. They're all in great shape because they've been working out nonstop since the combine. But I remember a story that Boomer Esiason told us when I first started working here, and this was in regards to our very teeny first boss at what was CBS Sports Radio, what is now Infinity Sports Network. He was probably shorter than me by 7 inches or so. He was pretty short, and he was a slight guy. Love Mark. Great man and one of my favorite people in this entire business. Best boss I've ever had, but I digress. Boomer apparently twice hugged him so hard that he cracked ribs.
Stop it.
So now Roger Goodell is a bigger man than what is Mark. So we're not talking about the same ratio when it comes to people and human power. But if Boomer Esiason broke a couple of Mark's ribs, then I wonder if that's ever happened to Roger Goodell. You don't believe me?
Oh my, no, I believe. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, he hugged him so hard that he cracked ribs. But we're talking about Boomer, who probably has 100 pounds on Mark.
Easy. If,
yeah, and then Boomer is, what, 6'4"-ish? And Mark is not. Mark's probably 10 inches shorter, if not a full foot shorter than Boomer. So, yeah, the way he hugged him, he cracked his ribs.
I was all about the beefcake, boys.
He definitely used the beefcake to crack some of our boss's ribs. So, I hope Roger Goodell has never had that aspect. But I can imagine getting picked up. I mean, he's an older dude. He's not old, but he's older. And sometimes weird injuries happen to older people.
And also, these guys are so hyped up and so in the moment that they're not really thinking about, am I going to crack the commissioner's ribs right now? No, they just want to hug him as hard as they can and enjoy that moment. So yeah, I'm sure, yeah, he's gotten squeezed harder than he wanted to.
And whether or not they're even thinking about the hug, the fact is that they're hyped up, as you point out. So he's the first person on stage that they hug. And I can imagine he gets a lot of that emotion squeezed into the hugs. Take a wild guess how old Roger Goodell is.
Wild guess, 62.
65 years old. I had no idea he was that old.
I didn't think he was that old.
I had no idea he was in his mid-60s. Yeah. I assumed either late 50s or early 60s.
I thought I was being a little older with 62 also, to be honest.
I feel like he's aged well. Are we allowed to have this conversation on the radio?
Yeah.
Anyway, he apparently robbed the cradle when he was younger because his wife is a whole 8 years younger than him. Wow. And they've been married since the late 90s. And that's his only wife. So good for him. He waited and he found the right person. But if they got married in 1997, right? So doing the math, he was definitely later in life when they got married.
Yeah.
Good for him. He waited. He picked the right person. I believe they have twin daughters I know they have daughters. And he's now 65 and large and in charge. And this is his moment. The night of the NFL draft. First round. Spotlights on him. Nothing happens until Rodgers says so.
You think there'll ever be a location of a draft that doesn't boo him?
No.
Would you want to be that location?
Of the draft?
Like, say if you're, like, the draft's in Indy this year, and then...
Indy? I thought you said Indy at first, now I was like,
Detroit,
oh, don't say that. Okay.
Right, so the draft's in Detroit this year. So, say the Detroit audience all decides, we're not going to boo Roger Goodell. We're going to cheer him because we love football.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking tradition. Mm-hmm. Is that a tradition that you want on your city? Or do you got to keep this going for as long as he's the commissioner, and even into the next commissioner?
See, I don't even think they mean it when they boo him anymore. I just think they do it because that is the tradition. So, yes, I would think you would want to be the city that continues that so you don't get called lame.
Would it be funny if the next commissioner of football, after Goodell, we cheer him like crazy every time he steps up to the stage or does anything?
I think it would be fun to cheer him just to switch it up.
Exactly.
He might not know what to do. He might get very confused and think, where am I? Is this an alternate universe? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Hump Show, middle show of the work week. We're looking for your questions for Ask Amy Anything coming up in the next 30 minutes. You better get to work because producer Jay is going to need those questions. Last Ask Amy Anything, my last Hump Show until the middle of May. So I will not be here next week. And the first 2 weeks of May, I'll be gone on my honeymoon. Eek. Yes, of course. You'll want to ask questions about what we did while we were in Hawaii. Jay, This is not at all where I was going with this segment, but I just got completely thrown off guard by Roger Goodell's middle name. Don't you dare Google it.
I don't know it.
Don't you dare. Do you know how many people have tried to guess my middle name and can't come up with it? Now, somehow Jay believes that he got it on the first guess just randomly.
I nailed it.
No one nails my middle name. You had to have looked it up somewhere or asked someone. It's one of those points of contention. Jay and I will never agree on this because I don't believe he's telling the truth. However, if you would like to know something really funny, Bob nailed it on the first try. Same thing. I'm like, did you ask my mother? Like, how in the world did you guess it on the first try? So the two of you, no one else in my life has ever guessed my middle name on the first try. And somehow the two of you did that.
You didn't ask me, so.
Right. Well, he didn't know you at that point. He barely knew me at that point. Anyway, that's nothing compared to Roger Goodell's. I could give you 100 guesses and you would never come up with Roger Goodell's middle name, which is a name I've never heard before in my entire life.
Really? Country of origin? Do we know?
No, I have no idea. I'm going to assume, you know what happens when you assume? I'm going to assume that it's a last name or a family name. If you're Googling in there, look at you. I can see your fingers moving.
I'm not Googling.
You better not be Googling. And take, what are you doing in there?
Something for the show.
No, you're not.
I promise I am.
Okay.
I'm not Googling.
You swear you're not Googling it. Okay.
I'm writing, if you must know, for our podcast write-ups, I'm writing, you'll never guess Roger Goodell's middle name.
So he doesn't forget. I'm not kidding you. I've never seen these letters before in this order, and I've never heard his middle name either, which is kind of interesting because you would think at some point the fact that it's so unique would have dawned on people. Nope, never heard Roger Goodell's middle name before in my life. Are you ready?
What's it start with?
An S. It's not Sam.
And it's...
Or Sean.
And it sounds like a last name? Not a first name?
Well, there may be, on this planet of 7+ billion people, someone who has this first name. But I'm telling you, I've never heard this name before in my entire life.
Santerberry.
As opposed to Canterbury?
I don't know. That's...
I could spell it for you, but I don't even know how to pronounce it.
All right, I got to hear it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Now I'm ready.
Roger Stocko, I think. It could be Stocko. It could be Stocko. Goodell.
Taco.
I don't know. Are you ready? It's not spelled like taco, though. Not like S-T-A-C-O. It's not like it's taco night, but it's Stocko night. No, it's not that. Maybe it's Stocko? S-T-O-K-O-E. Roger Stocko Goodell. How come we've never heard this before in our whole lives?
Whoa. Yeah, I see it now. S-T-O-K-O-E. Stoke.
So I would say because the K-O-E is likely the long O, that it's Stocko, S-T-O.
Stoke?
Stocko? Roger Stocko Goodell? As in Stocko the Flames?
Stoke the Fire?
As in the Stocko Eclipse? It's the Stocko Eclipse of the Heart? I don't know where that came from, Jay. Have you ever seen that word before in your life?
No, that's a weird one.
How in the world did we never know that Roger Goodell has the most unique middle name on the planet?
There's a Stocko Farms in Rochester, New York.
S-T-O-K-O-E?
S-T-O-K-O-E. Largest petting zoo.
He was born in Jamestown, New York. Now, it's not Rochester, but... I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Does Roger Goodell's extended family own a family fun farm in Rochester, New York?
Huh. Well, let's check it out. I don't have any idea, but we're going to have to do a deep dive on Roger Goodell's middle name. Maybe it's a combination of two family names, although I don't know of a name that ends in K-O-E. But... Stocko?
My guess would be Polish. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, I'm not even going to take a wild guess on that. Huh. No idea. He's got some very impressive family members, I'll tell you that. But, and there's a bunch of brothers, but I have no idea where this came from. Can we Google it? How do you pronounce Roger Goodell's middle name?
I'm going to try. Okay.
You guys, I've never seen that before. There's got to be a story. But how come this isn't something that we've discussed on the show?
Huh. I think I have to read his whole biography now.
I guess. Stocco. Stocco? Stocco. Nope. Don't know.
Don't know.
Hmm. We're going to have to do a deep dive on this. I'm telling you. I need to know more information. But I'm going to tweet it when we get to a break. Because I've never heard it before. Maybe someone else knows the backstory. We need a Paul Harvey feature on the rest of the story. And that's the rest of the story.
I got to know how to pronounce the O-E at the end.
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm not sure. That's what I have to look
for. Oh, right. I guess I could be wrong. Oh, Stocco. Oh, Stocco. It can't be Stocco. It would be spelled differently. Stocco? And there's no C-K. It's just S-T-O-K-O-E. Jay, what's happening?
I don't know.
I don't either. All right, we didn't even get to what I wanted to get to, which was Mike Tomlin, who is terrific and fun and enjoys screwing with people. And also Brock Purdy, who gives you a little insight into his offseason, now post-Super Bowl loss, and as he filters through that. So I do want to get to that, but I'm now hung up on Roger Goodell's middle name. Wow. All right.
I can't find anything on this.
Uh-uh. Did you Google Stocco origins?
Stocco origins, Roger Goodell middle name origins. Nothing.
All right. Stocco. There is a Stocco farm in Scottsville, New York.
I'm telling you.
I wonder. Stocco farms. Let's to Jamestown, New York. Let's see if they're close by. Nah, see, they're not really. Jamestown is not that far from Rochester. Huh. But it's not close to Rochester. It's like south and west of Buffalo. It's between Buffalo and Erie, sort of, a little far south. It's 120 miles, so it's not that far away, but why would Roger Goodell be named after a farm in Rochester? Unless it's a family farm.
Unless it's a family farm.
Do you think
farm.
The Goodells are into farming in Western New York?
I didn't until now.
Gosh. All right. Well, so there's a mystery we may never have the answer to, a little bit like Ipe Mitsuhara and how he managed to swindle $16 million from Shohei Ohtani with no one knowing about it.
Nah.
It's the mysteries of the universe. We have to just be content.
Stocco notation is the first phonemic script used for sign languages. It was created by William Stocco for American Sign Language.
I wonder if it was named after that.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, we can't just assume, but that would make more sense than Stocco Farms.
A little bit. It's either the farm or him. Yeah.
Maybe he's related to that guy. It's part of his family tree.
On the farm?
No, the sign language father. The father of sign language.
The tree on the farm.
Oh, no. All right. Well, maybe if we ever have Roger Goodell on the show, we can ask him.
First question.
Could you? No, not the first question. Oh, my gosh. Good thing you're not asking. Could you imagine if we did have a chance to talk to him and brought it up? I would bet we'd be the first and only show to ever ask him about his middle name.
You would definitely remember that.
Do you think he got made fun of when he was a kid?
No,
because nobody could
bit.
Pronounce it.
Probably a little bit.
Maybe it was just Roger S. Goodell.
Roger S.
Roger S. Roger-esque.
Or R.S.,
R.S., like a ship.
The R.S.
R.S. Goodell. Oh, man. I'm not kidding. I need to know. This is now the number one question about the NFL in my brain. Forget the draft. I want to know, Roger Stocco Goodell or Stocco Goodell.
You don't know how to pronounce this.
Stucco. It could be like S-T-U-C-C-O, Stucco Goodell. Are you Stucco Goodell? Oh, no. Anybody else out there has some insight, please. If you work at Stucco Farms or Stocco Farms, or you know about the sign language with Stocco Farms or something. Okay.
Completely. It's either a farm or a sign
mind
language.
Mind blown by Roger Goodell's middle name. Crazy. The things we find out and talk about on this show, it's pretty amazing. Sort of. Also, Mary, I apologize. I didn't mean to say that Roger Goodell is old. Of course, I didn't express myself clearly. 65 is not old. No, it's absolutely not. My Grammy Helen lived to be 100. It's not old. My mom is in her 70s, and she's not old in any way. So I did not mean to say 65 is old. I meant to say that I didn't realize Roger Goodell was in his mid-60s. I hope that clarifies. I didn't mean to offend anyone who is in his or her 60s. I apologize, Mary. But
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell.
Maybe we've been saying it wrong all along. The R.S. Goodell.
The R.S. Goodell.
Oh, man.
Bon voyage.
Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. But if you have any questions about Roger Goodell's middle name, I have no answers.
I have questions.
On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page. All right. So, on that note, Mike Tomlin next.
I think I'm good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm good too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
With the first pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
Getting you to the good half of your week, it's the Hump Show on After Hours.
We may have some answers. I'm not sure, but we may have some answers. Interesting, though, to hear you and see your responses about Roger Goodell's unique middle name. Never heard it before, but we may be getting to the bottom of it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You've got a few minutes left to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. It is the last Hump Show for me into the middle of May, so last time you get to Ask Amy. Until then, so on our show Twitter, at Amy After Hours, and then also our Facebook page, you can send your questions. I know producer Jay has been working on a few behind the double pane glass, but that comes up following the break. Let's talk to Joe, who's in Chicago. Joe, welcome to After Hours.
Hello, Amy Lawrence. Enjoying your show. You know, here's a little bit of mystery how you solve this. You know, 100 years ago, I knew a lot of baseball players that played in the 1930s and 40s. These guys they're all gone now. They would use their mother's maiden name as their middle name because either they didn't have one or they did it for identification. Now, I personally know a lot of people, even in Chicago, that would use their mother's maiden name because they just never had one. So
okay.
I think Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson would be proud of you right now.
So you think that I was on to something by suggesting it's a family name of some sort and probably a last name.
You are absolutely correct. That's the closest you're going to get because this is what something they used to do.
Okay.
I knew an old-time ball player. I'll be real quick about it. His name was Roy Henshaw. He pitched for the 1930s Cubs teams. His middle name was Nickelbein. With a silent K, and I asked him one day, how did you get the middle name? He goes, that's my mother's maiden name.
Oh, okay.
How well, about that?
That makes sense. So we're going to take that into account, but that seems the most likely to me.
It sure is. And, you know, even today, some people still do it, but this is something old-fashioned that was done a long time ago that, believe it or not, it still exists today.
No, I like it. I like tradition. I'm big into that, considering that my maternal grandmother lived until she was 91, and my paternal grandmother lived until she was 100.
Right.
I'm big into family traditions.
Okay. Awesome. Amy, have a wonderful day.
Thank you. I appreciate that information from Joe. So Joe believes that we're onto something in indicating that it is a family name. I'm going to go through some of these tweets. First of all, Anthony says he says the S-T-O-K-O-E title for the farm in Rochester is pronounced Stokey. So that's what he says, Stokey. Daniel finds us on Twitter and says, regarding the name Stoko, and he pronounces it Stoko, like Coco, I've only ever heard the name once before. It's in sports. Bob Stoko was the manager of the Sunderland soccer team that won the FA Cup in England in 1973. His name rhymes with Coco. No connection with Roger, though, I'm sure. So I guess we don't know exactly how it's pronounced. Is it Coco or is it, it's not Coco. Is it Stoko or is it Stokey? We don't think it's any connection to the farm, even though, weirdly enough, both the farm and Roger Goodell are from Western New York. Just not.
Still not ruling that out.
Yeah, a couple hours apart. Okay, so then moving on. Oh, Mary would like to say thank you for clarifying about Roger Goodell's age. Of course, I don't. Please. 65 is a spring chicken. I'm going to still be working when I'm 65, for heaven's sakes. I'm going to be redefining the sports radio industry. Kevin sends this link from a column in the Buffalo News. Now, Buffalo is between, kind of, Rochester and Jamestown. So there, you've got some local interest in Roger Goodell and his family. This comes from 2018, and it's a file photo of Gene Rice Goodell. Okay, Gene Rice Goodell. Gene is his mother, I believe. Gene Rice Goodell is Roger Goodell's mother. We need to Google that just to be sure. But Roger Stoko Goodell was named after, this is according to the article in the Buffalo News, was named after Gene's mother's maiden name. So that would be his grandmother.
That's what I'm trying to find.
Right? So if his, I think his mom is Gene. Actually, I saw that,
yes,
a couple minutes ago.
That's correct.
So if his mom is Gene, and she was named, well, she's Jean Rice Goodell, and this is her mom's maiden name. It's Roger Goodell's grandmother on his maternal side. And so he was named after his grandmother, but also his mom's maiden name.
That would be, if the story is true,
Jean's,
yes,
mother's, well, Jean's mother's maiden name. It sounds like her maiden name was Rice, maybe, if they're keeping with tradition. But it would be his grandmother's maiden name. So I kind of nailed it. I mean, I was firing shots in the dark, so to speak. But I actually did say that first. It's got to be a family name.
You nailed that.
Like a last name, not a first name.
I'm trying to find Goodell's mother's maiden name on, I don't know why it would be on Wikipedia or anything, but I'm searching so I could try to confirm if it's Stokey, but yeah.
Oh, Stokey versus Stoko?
Stoko, yeah.
So, let's see. I think this is a cool tradition. I like this. Do you think that a couple generations down the line, well, see, Lawrence is actually a first name too, that someone in my family tree will have the middle name Lawrence?
It's possible. I think it's a good tradition.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Jean Rice Goodell. I wonder if her maiden name was Rice then. Yeah, interesting. So she's from Buffalo as well, or from Western New York in the Buffalo area. So that's why there's the local interest. All right, we've gotten to the bottom of it, we believe. It's a half hour of your lives you'll never get back. But come on, aren't you intrigued? That's way more interesting than my analysis of the Bucks Pacers game, don't you think? we now know something new about Roger Goodell. I like it.
I still am not.
We need to know how to pronounce
farm,
it.
Though.
It's you're not.
The Goodell family has ties to that farm.
I don't think so. How to maybe though, if it was his grandmother's maiden name, and it's his maybe that is
the maiden name.
The case.
It's in the general vicinity of where the family is.
I'm Googling how to pronounce Stoko. The phonetic spelling of Stoko, Stokey, S-T-O-H, dash K-E-E, or Stoko, S-T-O-W-C-O. So we don't really know if it's Stoko or it's Stokey. All right. Well, that was fun. It was. I've never heard that before in my life.
No, that's a crazy middle name.
Don't say crazy. It's just, it's
not
a family
like
name.
That it's like absurd. And it's just that it's like out there. It's different.
It's unique.
It's unique.
It's unique. It's and I like the fact that it's family tradition. See, to that really appeals to me. I like Roger Goodell even more now than I did before. And it's on Twitter now, so more people can be blown away by this name we've not seen before.
He should come out on the draft, when he comes out for the draft for the first time and introduces himself, he should use his middle name.
You think that would cause people to be confused?
Maybe it would stop the booing, because everyone would be like, wait, what did he just say? Just stop booing.
Or maybe one of the special guests or one of the draft picks addresses him as R.S. Goodell or Mr. Roger Stoko Goodell. Commissioner Stoko.
Commissioner Stoko. It sounds like a space captain.
Like out of Star Trek.
Something like that.
All right, coming up next. I know I didn't get to what I wanted to get to, but we still have time before Thursday's NFL draft first round. Coming up next is that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gave me anything, so have at it. Let's go.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Well, now that we've gotten to the bottom of the biggest mystery in the NFL this week, I feel better now, and I'm prepared to go full speed ahead into Ask Amy Anything. Thank you for your questions. As always, producer Jay enjoys grouping them together by categories, and generally those categories do not include sports. In fact, I just want to give you some insight. Jay generally laughs at your sports questions, so if you really want your question to be posed, I would say go off and away from the sports genre. Jay, am I wrong?
No, that's normally where I lean, is away from
where
the sports
I lean.
Genre.
I like it.
For this segment, yes. Let's hop in here because I got to start here. Paul wants to know, what are you looking forward to most about your upcoming trip to Hawaii?
Oh, man. First of all, I can't wait to see it. I just can't wait to step out of the plane and get out of the airport and see Hawaii after all the pictures of my family and friends who've been there, but also the people who rave about how it's a slice of paradise. So I'm even excited about an 11-hour plane flight. I don't even care. I just want to get there. Of the activities that we've got planned, we're psyched about hiking some of the volcanoes that you can kind of hike up and into. And then also really excited about a gift from some dear friends of mine. This is part of our wedding gift, a helicopter tour of the Big Island, which is a first for me. I've always wanted to go up in a helicopter, but I've never been. I don't think I want to fly in a helicopter like Tom Cruise would do in Mission Impossible. I would prefer to stay in the helicopter, but I'm fascinated with them, and so I'm really excited about that. And then swimming with dolphins, that was Bob's birthday gift. But really, it doesn't even matter. We are staying in an Airbnb in a village that's away from the resorts. He's not a big beach guy. I can't wait to see the beaches and the animals. But we're going to compromise. We're going to go hard for really 9 days while we're on the Big Island and see absolutely everything we can. And then eat whatever we want because we'll be going all day long.
Oh, well, you led me right into it. John wants to know, what are you going to eat in Hawaii? Anything planned so far?
Well, I did tell you about the shaved ice. My nieces have said to me that no matter what you do, you have to get shaved ice. And they gave me the place where I have to go to get the shaved ice. So that part is kind of funny. But also, we've had recommendations for restaurants from some friends who go there frequently. Actually, one of our managers here at Infinity Sports Network goes to the Big Island on a regular basis. So he's given us some restaurant recommendations too. So other than the shaved ice, it's the Hawaiian style cafe for pancakes. That's what my brother's family said. They said, do it on the way to the botanical gardens and do it early, because if you don't go early, you will end up having to stand in line, which we don't want to do. So yeah, we've got all kinds of places that we're excited to see. We've made lists, of course, you know me. I'm just as giddy over the packing list, which we'll tackle this weekend. Bob thinks I'm a wacko, but I love the packing lists almost as much as I love the trips. I know. Go ahead. You can say it.
Nothing wrong with the packing list. It's fun, right? You got all your things together. I'm going to use this here. I'm going to use this here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, plan it all out.
I'm really excited. He's agreed to leave the packing to me. Yes.
Let's get into some food now. Why not? So, are you familiar with this new item in the Pittsburgh Pirates Stadium called the Renegade Dog?
No, but tell me what it is.
So it was.
Should I Google it, or are you going to tell me?
Get a picture of it, just so you have like an idea of what it looks like in your head.
Okay.
So it was introduced this year. It's a foot-long hot dog with pot roast, potato pierogies, pickles, and caramelized onions.
Whoa.
And Steve wants to know that he just saw this Renegade dog's existence in a post. He wants to know, if you were at a Pirates game, would you try it?
A foot-long hot dog with pot roast, mini pierogies, pickle slices, and onions. Available at Pirates home games. First of all, I love PNC Park. It's my favorite park in the majors, so I can't believe they would steer me wrong. I am looking at the photo right now of the Renegade dog. I don't normally eat hot dogs, but if it's dressed up with pierogies, which my grandmother, my Grammy Helen, would make for years, that's a Polish thing. We love it. I love pickles. I love onions. I love pot roast. I don't think I could eat the whole foot long, so I'd have to be really hungry, or could I split it with producer Jay? But I am all in. Bring me a Renegade dog. Do I need to go to PNC Park just for a Renegade dog now? Because this appeals to me far more than anything other than ice cream and a mini upside down helmet.
You can get that after the Renegade dog.
I might not have room. I don't think I could eat the whole thing, but that sounds and looks delicious. Now, it does help that my stomach is currently growling, so anything right now would sound delicious. But yes, pierogies, and you got me. You got me at hello, pierogies.
We need a Renegade dog now. All right, Michael wants to know, what's your favorite candy bar?
Oh, gosh. Well, I love Almond Joys, so that's a huge one. A rarer candy bar that I adore is the Hershey's Gold, and I think they came out not the most recent Olympics, but the last Olympics before that. So pre-pandemic, I believe. And they're delicious. It's melt-in-your-mouth chocolate, and it's golden. It's, yeah, you feel rich.
What can go wrong?
This is something they would serve on the upper level of a Titanic.
John wants to know, what's your go-to baking item?
Actually, it's funny that you asked, because for my final class with my students, I had to make sure none of them have gluten or wheat allergies, but I'm baking for them because it's a long class of listening to everyone else's radio segments, their final projects, and then they need to participate with, you know, constructive criticism. So it's a long class, and we'll be sitting around listening a bunch. So I've agreed to bring baked goods, and my go-to, plus this is early Mother's Day as well, we'll be sending them to our moms. The oatmeal caramel chewy bars, which are so good. Everyone here at the office loves them. And then the island cookies, which you also really love. And so, yes, those will be my two go-tos. Now, the double chocolate brownie cookies are also really good. I'm not opposed to doing those because they don't even require a mixer. So we'll see. We'll see. But I'm thinking I'm going the oatmeal caramel chewy bars and the island cookies.
Nice. If Chris wants to know, if you could only drink one liquid besides water for the rest
milk.
Of your life. Ooh, yeah?
Oh, I love milk. I cannot live without milk. And I don't just mean in my cereal. I drink milk. I love milk. Ever since I was a kid, it's why I've never broken a bone.
This one's kind of food, I guess. Bam Bam wants to know, are you a fan of Buc-ee's?
In Texas?
Yes.
Absolutely. When the day after our wedding, so we got married on a Sunday, and we spent the following day with my mom and her husband and my brother's family because they weren't sticking around for Christmas. One of the places we went to was Buc-ee's. Family field trip to Buc-ee's. The only thing is it's gotten really touristy now, and the prices have been jacked up because Buc-ee's has become a thing outside of Texas. People go there. It's a destination. And now they've not only raised all the prices, but it's, yeah, it's not quite as Texas as it used to be. We still enjoy it, but it's become a little bit too touristy commercial. At least the one where my mom and her husband take us.
I've only heard about it recently, and if I ever go to Texas, that's one of the places I'm definitely going to stop
in. Oh, yeah,
in.
You
so
need
I
a t-shirt.
It. Yeah. Oh, I need a t-shirt, uh-huh. Yeah. Let's go into this one. This comes from Daryl. He says, as the amazing radio host and wordsmith that you are,
uh-oh.
Does it bother you when you hear people use the word during meetings or interviews?
Well, I don't want to be hypocritical. I've used the word about 8 bazillion times in my life. I notice it. I wouldn't say it bothers me. Not everyone is a professional public speaker, and I am, and I still use the word I think that the more you listen to yourself speak, the more that it stands out to you. It's essentially taking the place of a pregnant pause. It's just some people are not quite as comfortable, or it's not quite as common for them to just take a break and take a breath, so they fill it with an And, I mean, Bob uses ums. I use ums or like. I mean, those are two crutch words, or whatever, or obviously, or again. I mean, these are all words that we just kind of drop in as a placeholder, if you will. So, no, it doesn't bother me because I don't judge people based on how I speak. That would be unfair.
You just mentioned Bob, and James wants to know, when will we see you and Bob competing together on The Amazing Race?
Oh, if I had my way, it would be immediately. I adore The Amazing Race, and for the first time, we just watched an entire season of The Amazing Race together, and we had so much fun. We binge-watched it over the course of a couple weeks, and I think that if we put in a video of our unique story, don't you think that we would end up getting chosen?
I think you'd have a very good chance.
Yeah, they love unique stories, as in stories that are, you know, off the beaten path, and that's definitely us. So I really want to apply. It won't be this year, though, because here's the problem. You have to take away essentially a month of traveling and being prepared, because of course we would be in the final three. You have to be prepared to travel around the world and be gone for a month. So what do you do? What do you do with your pets, with your kids? I mean, it puts a strain on your family and your job. I think I theoretically have 4 weeks off vacation after being at the company for over 10 years. But do I really want to use them all on The Amazing Race? That's a problem. That's the issue. It's not so much that we wouldn't make it or we would crush it, but that how it's do you
commitment.
Just get away from your life for an entire month?
I think you'd get on, though.
Thank you, Jay. Well, certainly, especially now that we're not CBS anymore, because it airs on CBS, so we no longer have any ties.
Let's see. Big Jim wants to know, as a teenager, whose poster, if any, did you have on your wall?
That's a good question. You're going to laugh, but I had posters of animals on my walls. I wasn't one that idolize people necessarily.
Animals are better than people.
Now, I did start getting Sports Illustrated when I was 16 years old, and so I would read that, and I loved the covers. I saved them all. There were some pop culture icons that I really liked, but my posters were animals. Oh, the Celtics. I did have the starting five of the Celtics in the late 80s, so I guess there's that. Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, Dennis Johnson, Danny Ainge.
Last before rapid fire, Rich wants to know, have you ever or would you ever consider being in a dunk tank?
I've done it before. It's fun. As long as it's a hot day. No bigs.
All right. Let's get into this rapid fire to close us out. Being too hot or being too cold?
Oh, I can't stand the heat. Being too cold any day.
Friends or Seinfeld?
Friends.
80s or 90s?
90s.
Ooh. River cruise or ocean cruise?
Anything to do with the ocean, I'm in.
Cheesecake or brownie?
Brownie.
peas or Brussels sprouts?
Oh, I love peas. I love peas. They're so good.
Baseball cap or beanie?
I've never worn a beanie in my life.
No?
No.
Last one here. Paramount Plus or Disney Plus?
Paramount Plus is the one I have. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.